This is subtitled A Memoir, and like all honest memoirs, the writer tells us much more about her life than we imagined she intended. The surface story is that of a young college student from New England who meets a fisherman from Kodiak when they're both in college. They marry and head for his family home to commercial fish for the summer. It's physically more demanding than Leslie ever imagined, but it's in Duncan's blood. So Leslie learns to run a skiff and pick nets and in general fish, unless she and the two other women at the site need to do housewifely things like laundry. She meets the people around the site, which she calls Bear Island, and introduces us to them. Oddly, there's almost no mention of the Aleutic people, who surely were fishing in these waters long before the white people showed up. When Leslie and Duncan's first baby is born, vast adjustments are necessary. 2 years later, they have another child, and then things get serious. Should she continue to fish or be a stay-at-home mom? So she decides she will stay on the island and raise her children. The story under the surface is more interesting. This is an angry book, as well it might be. A young woman of the 80s did not expect to live in the 1950s when men dominated their lives, yet traditional set-net fishing demands a crew boss and crew members to work to the limits of their strength. Danger is an integral part of any outdoor work. Skiffs can sink when the weather is bad or the engine dies and they hit a reef. Nets can pull loose and wrap around engine propellers. These are hard lessons for Leslie to learn, but she had plenty to do at home where she had to haul water and keep a modicum of order in the house. She doesn't say what the men did while this domestic work was going on, but they certainly weren't helping. Finally, more modern equipment was installed, but the reader wonders why it took so long. Why wasn't water piped in earlier? After mentions of the other dwellers in the area, they seem to fade from view until the last chapter when a dear friend's child nearly drowns. In all, this book is worth reading. The writing is skilled and the story interesting, but expect to find a lot of anger bubbling away, no matter how much the author protests her happiness.